You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Vukile Property Fund released their interim results for the 6 months ended September 2023. A strong set of numbers and interesting that their portfolios are doing so well. I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Lawrence Rapp, to take a look at the performance. Good evening, Lawrence. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very, very low vacancies both in the South African and the Spanish portfolio. What's your secret?
Jimmy, thank you very much, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. Jimmy, I think, you know, really, when you look at the vacancies, that is a tremendous story. When you look at that together with the reversions, in other words, the rate at which rentals are increasing on renewed leases, I think that tells you the story collectively. So in South Africa, we're sitting at around 1.3% retail vacancies, and the reversions, 86% of our leases are reverting positively or flat. In Spain, the number is perhaps even stronger, where we're sitting with 1% vacancy and 11.6% positive reversions. What that's telling you is that we're running very profitable centers. We are providing and meeting the needs of our consumers in the markets that we're operating in. They're choosing to shop at us potentially over other centers. And that's driving footfall spend, and that's allowing our tenants to build very profitable stores in our centers. And that creates the opportunity for us to raise rents and fill space. And that for us is sort of the magic formula of really focusing on the consumer, meeting their needs. That obviously drives better footfall and spend. That's great for our tenants, and that then leads to rental opportunities, and that creates value for our shareholders.
Speaking of value for the shareholders, Lawrence, I mean, the operating profit numbers were up, gross dividends were up. Pretty much every metric to measure performance was an impressive number by Vukile. And I think in particular, we can focus on the funds from operations, because as a rate, it's something that people would always want to be looking at what you guys are doing there. And that's up for the interim period. So that's always a good sign if we're looking at what we could potentially expect investors to see come the end of the year.
Absolutely. So look, this half year set of numbers, we grew FFO by 5.2% and dividends by 10%. Both of those figures are ahead of the guidance we originally gave the market. And I think off the back of the sustainable nature of those increases, the fact that there are no once-offs in these numbers, this is pure trading profit. We're very confident to then up our guidance for the full year. So instead of probably one of the first in the sectors for quite some time, we've increased our guidance, and we now are saying to the market that we'll deliver growth in dividends of between 8 and 10% and FFO of 4 to 6%. So really, you know, it's driven off good property fundamentals, and, you know, we're delighted to be able to provide that increased guidance.
Even if the business does go through a bit of a tough time over the next 6 months, so the second half of the year, you're in a very, very strong liquidity position. I mean, you've 3.1 billion rands worth of cash and undrawn down debt facilities. What's been the key driver or the key component to keeping your debt levels at a manageable level despite the tough economic climate?
Well, I think, you know, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention. And, you know, COVID brought, obviously, balance sheet management into very stark focus. And really, we took a view that the key to getting through and to making sure your business is, in a sense, bulletproof, is to have strong liquidity. So it's always ensuring that there is sort of a minimum kind of cash balance that we have available, but also ensuring that we have unutilized facilities with banks, such that if one ever has to refinance a facility and the bank doesn't do it, you're able to draw on other facilities immediately, so you never get caught in a liquidity squeeze. So I think really it's, you know, it's good and prudent practice. It's something that we've, you know, embedded in our business, you know, for the last 3-4 years now, and just made it a focus. So I think where a lot of people tend to focus, you know, their comments on balance sheet strength around LTV and ICR, we see those as two components, but we think probably the most important component of balance sheet strength is how one manages liquidity. And that's been a very deliberate focus of ours over the last few years.
Lawrence, where's the focus going to be over the next 6 months? We know that we're still contending with very difficult macro conditions in the form of those elevated interest rate levels and higher inflation levels. Where's the focus for the business in terms of ensuring that you do meet that end of year target that you anticipate you'll be able to meet and potentially weather any other headwinds that might come your way?
Well, I think, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, continued laser focus on operational performance, you know, and that's driving performance in each and every property bottom up and making sure leases are signed, you know, vacant spaces to the extent there are any are filled. And the team keeps on doing that. So I'm very confident that that will be the situation. As things stand at the moment, it doesn't look as though there are any potential tenant failures on the cards in terms of large tenants. And that's in Spain and South Africa. In fact, our tenant base, frankly, looks pristine in terms of their credit quality and their ability to run their businesses. So I think the most significant risk facing property worldwide is interest rates and availability of finance. Now, in South Africa, I don't see a risk in terms of availability of debt capital, either through banks or debt capital markets. The equity capital markets are pretty much closed at the moment, which is very unfortunate. There are tremendous buying opportunities at this point in the cycle. Obviously, what I think everybody is now anticipating is when do interest rates start turning and at what pace do they turn? Because that will really signal, I suppose, a re-emergence of interest in the sector. And everybody's got different views as to when that may be. So, you know, prolonged high interest rates for a longer period, I think that poses a risk to the sector. And I'm going to stick my neck out and say in our business, probably the biggest risk is not being able to capitalize on all the exciting opportunities we see out there because of the lack of capital or the difficulty of raising capital. There are tremendous opportunities today at yields that sort of, you know, I don't think are going to be seen again for many, many years. We would love to be able to access the capital to take advantage of them. That probably would be the biggest risk, certainly not to earnings. The earnings are there and those are solid. I'm very comfortable on that figure. I'm talking about now sort of buying phenomenal assets at great prices. That's probably our biggest challenge at this stage.
I always love a CEO that's not afraid to take the big risk or do what others are afraid to do. Well, Lawrence, you've got 3 billion rand. I know you'll spend it wisely, and I look forward to speaking to you at the end of the year to see how this all turns out. Thanks so much, Lawrence. That's Lawrence Rapp, who's the CEO of Vukile Property Fund, giving us a sense of their first half of the year's performance, as well as some of his thoughts around where he could potentially see the rest of the year panning out for the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.